What is something that people did commonly in the 70s that would seem odd today? I know, you know, walking outside, hugging people, things like that. But let's talk about before the pandemic.
Before COVID.
Yeah,
okay.
Before that. Like, it was common to see people walking around barefoot.
It was? People walked around barefoot?
In the 70s all the time. Now, I think that's a... You don't see that really people in New York. But outside of New York, I think you see that all the time. Nobody under 40 was fat.
You know, it's funny you would say that one because so my boyfriend likes old television and we started watching some old episodes of Taxi. Mm. And there's this episode in Taxi where there's a woman and she falls in love with, I don't know, one of the characters by talking to him on the phone. And then he shows up to see her and she's quote unquote fat. But I'm telling you, she's skinnier than I am right now. And it's this whole thing about like her body and how fat she is and how like
and she's a size six.
And she's a size six, exactly. And she doesn't know if she's ready to lose weight and nobody loves her and they're like they are encouraging her to lose weight and stop eating and get on a treadmill and you'll be fine and somebody will love you. I mean, so many things about that were disturbing. First of all, the fact that she was like, I don't know, 5'8", 125 pounds, and they're like, oh, poor thing. And the fact that she was like 30 and they were like, nobody can love you if you have an extra weight on you. Like, can you imagine now saying to, and look at Lizzo. First of all, Lizzo's handle on Instagram is Lizzo Be Eaten. Okay. So Lizzo's a big girl and she's very inspiring to other big girls. And, you know, she's all about that, like body positivity and love your body and love who you are. And she's always talks about she's super healthy, but that's just her size. And it's just it's really inspiring. But if this was the 70s, I mean, OK, forget about the 70s. Like, do you remember in the 80s there was that band called Romeo Void in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a song called I Might Like You Better If We Slept Together. Okay. I remember this as a kid. Like, I loved 80s music. I loved all that, like, punk music when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, like, playing Romeo Void and being like, I might like you better if we... And that was, like, the big thing to say, like, slept together because it was so scandalous, you know? I might like you better if we slept together. I might like you better if we slept together. I might like you better if we slept together. But there's something in your eyes that says maybe that's never... And then we finally saw the video. And the girl was enormous. And yeah. And they hid her for a long time and just had like a skinny little girl as if she's Romeo Void's lead singer. But it turns out Romeo Void's lead singer was this, I mean, fat by even today's standards fat. You know, like a big woman.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of her just coming out and being like, yeah, this is me. This is my song. And my song rocks. And I rock. They kind of, the record label like hid her and did a video where you didn't see her. Because of her size, even though she was amazing and the song was really strong and feminist and powerful, they didn't want to show her because she was fat.
Well, look at Heart. They stuck Heart behind walls and things like that when they did a video. You know, Wilson Phillips was another one. They didn't show
Carney.
Yeah, on camera that much. They showed the other two.
Right. And this is so now we're talking 80s and 90s. So forget about that. You're saying things that did in the 70s. This is stuff they did just in the past 30 years that we're still like, I can't believe they did that.
What is something people did in the 70s that would seem odd today? Streaking was a thing. You wouldn't see that nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Like people would just like tear off their clothes and go. Wasn't there like a famous one where somebody tore off their clothes running through like a football field? Or was that just
right.
a Family Guy
yeah.
episode?
No, they did that all the time. But you wouldn't see that today because you just wouldn't. Hitchhikers were common and unafraid.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. So I watch all my murder shows and they're like, they'll be like, you know, back in 1977, women used to hitchhike. And you're like, what? You would just walk out on the street and ask for a stranger to pick you up? Like you would be asking for that?
Where are you going? California? Okay. And then they get in.
I asked my boyfriend about that because he grew up in California and he has older brothers and sisters. I was like, is that real? Like, was there really people that would stand out on the street with like a thumb out hoping for a ride. He was like, yeah, my older brothers and sisters did that stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Like they would get rides and you would get a ride as far as the person was going. And then you'd hitch on the with the next person and then they would take you a little bit further. Like, okay, no wonder people in California were being murdered. Right.
Another thing we didn't do, we didn't lock our cars or homes.
People in the South still don't lock their homes. I have a lot of friends that live in like small towns. They don't lock their doors at all still to this day.
Yeah, I think there's that has really gone away. My parents don't. So I won't tell you where they live, but they don't lock their house.
Can you imagine not locking your car, not locking your house?
No, I mean, if you have a couple of big dogs, like if you have a couple of pit bulls that live in your house, I think you can get away with that. But if you don't, then I don't see you doing it. Getting caught skinny dipping didn't make you a sex offender, because now it would.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. If you decide to go skinny dipping in your neighbor's pool, the next neighborhood, you got to introduce yourself to the neighbors as soon as you move in.
Exactly. Someone back then pumped your gas, checked your oil, and cleaned your windshield for you.
No.
Yeah, they did that back then.
The only state that I've been in like the last couple of decades where they pump your gas is New Jersey. But everywhere else, you pump your own gas.
Yeah, but they don't check your oil. They don't clean your windshield. They just pump your gas, and they want you to move on immediately.
Yeah, you got to pay extra for the oil.
And believe it or not, in the 70s, people had this thing called a sense of humor.
Oh.
And they could laugh at jokes, and they could laugh at other people, and it was a fun time, and people could make other people laugh, but now we don't have that.
Yeah, but they did say offensive things back then that now they couldn't. I mean, there's a difference between like having a sense of humor. Stop it. Listen, there's a difference between having a sense of humor about yourself and saying things that are truly misogynistic and offensive. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm glad that part of the 70s is long over.
And we had commercials teaching the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Buy the world a home and furnish it.
Oh, this is so corny. This was, you know what this is? This is like, I have friends that I had to unfollow on Instagram because they're always posting these inspirational quotes. That commercial is one big inspirational quote.
This commercial was the most amazing commercial ever, because everybody was singing this and everybody wanted to buy the world a Coke, and Coke just took over the world after this commercial. So the ad company that did this, amazing. And it was so hippie 70s.
Yeah, it was very hippie 70s. Listen, I mean, yeah, from an advertising perspective, that's pretty brilliant because everybody knows that song.
Yes. Think about McDonald's back then. We all knew what a Big Mac was made out of. Two all-beef patties, special sauce,
lettuce, cheese, lettuce, pickles, and a sesame seed bun.
Somebody sat back and said, how are we going to explain what a Big Mac is to the masses? And somebody came up with that song, and I know how to spell bologna now because of a commercial.
Okay, spell it.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I know. It's because of that stupid commercial.
And I thought you were supposed to spell it O-S-C-A-R.
But that's the other way to spell it. I don't know. And Mikey really liked life.
So the kid that played Mikey, do you know what he does for a living now?
No.
He sells radio ads at iHeart.
Does he? Well, for the time being.
Yeah, so far. I don't know if he's still there. Yeah. But yeah.
Ask me that question tomorrow.
For now, he sells ad time. He's an ad executive at iHeart.
Is he really?
Yeah, I worked with him for years.
That really opens the door. Dude, I'm Mikey.
He looks like adult Mikey, too. Like when he says,
really?
I'm Mikey, you look at him, you're like, yeah, you were.
And I can imagine if he's an ad exec for iHeart and his sales manager is sitting there going, you can't bring in the life account? I mean, if you can't close that account, who can? I swear to God, if Intercom closes the life account and you don't, I'm firing your ass. You put life on the map. You better close that account.